Welcome back to The Green. I'm Tom Byrne. During the month of April, autism advocates hope to draw the public's attention to the needs of people and families affected by this complex disorder of brain development. On Thursday, Governor Jack Markell signed a proclamation at Legislative Hall in Dover, officially recognizing National Autism Awareness Month in the first state. Earlier in the day, Markell was the keynote speaker at the United Nations for World Autism Awareness Day. He joined UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in urging businesses to make concrete commitments to employing people with autism. Increasing autism awareness is considered a key aspect in the effort to fund research that will better equip health professionals. To learn more, Delaware Public Media's Kathy Carter recently spoke with Autism Delaware's executive director, Teresa Avery.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that one in every 68 people in the U.S. has some form of autism. And Teresa, the first state is not immune to that trend in rising numbers.
Absolutely, Kathy. And in Delaware, we've seen the same kind of rise. In fact, in 1991, there were 152 children in our public schools with an educational classification of autism. Today, there are 1,512. That is an 895% increase over 23 years.
Teresa, would this be, it could probably be a combination, actually, of maybe more cases reported because of awareness, or are we seeing more actual cases of people having autism?
You know, that is a question of some debate across the country and around the world, Kathy. But, I mean, certainly we are better at seeing autism today than we were even 10 years ago. I don't think there's any debate on that fact. But depending on what study you look at, people have different feelings about whether there's an actual rise in autism. When I look at the statistics, that incredible rise says to me that something is going on here. Yes, we're better at seeing it, but I really think there's something beyond that as well.
And why is that, Teresa?
Well, again, that is something that researchers around the world are working really hard to find out or to try to get some idea on. We have clues. I mean, there are tantalizing clues as to what might cause autism. But no one has the answer. And that's one of the scary things about autism is I always say there are a lot of no's in the world of autism. There's no known cause for autism. There's no medical test to detect autism. We can't prick your finger and say, oh, yes, we've seen a blood test, you have autism. It's done by behavioral observation. And, of course, there's no known cure for autism. So it's a tough thing.
It is tough. And folks like you, Autism Delaware, your mission is to help people and families affected by autism. How do you do that, Teresa?
Well, we offer a wide range of services. Those include advocacy at both the state and local level. We provide a lot of family support, so we have parent mentoring. We have a new parent packet that includes all sorts of resources, including the names of service providers from throughout the state so parents can find them. We have support groups. Last year, we had 197 different social recreational activities around the state. We also work really hard to connect people to resources in the community. We do not try to provide everything that a family affected by autism could need. Instead, we try to know what's going on and where the resources are so that we can tell families, hey, you know, call Family Voices, call Family Shade, call the Parent Information Center. Here are the things that they provide. Call Easter Seals. Here's what they provide. This is a community effort. Autism Delaware also provides clinical services, including parent-child interaction therapy, and we're actually nationally known for our community-based adult vocational program called POWER. And through POWER, we have participants with autism spectrum disorder who are working in individual businesses throughout the state of Delaware.
You mentioned vocation, and on World Autism Awareness Day Thursday, our governor, Jack Markell, will be one of the keynote speakers at the UN to mark World Autism Awareness Day. He's actually speaking about making a commitment to employ people on the autism spectrum.
Yes, absolutely. Governor Markell has been a national leader in the field of vocational awareness for individuals with disabilities, and we're so proud that our governor has been part of that effort, a big part of that effort. So we're just so thankful to all the legislators and the governor who are supportive of individuals and families with autism across the lifespan, and that includes employment for individuals who are adults and need to be out in the work world in the community.
What are potential employers missing out on if they don't consider hiring people affected by autism?
Well, people with autism spectrum disorder are each unique. We say in the community, if you know one person with autism, you know one person with autism. Because they're each individual people, just like anybody else, and each of them, their autism affects them differently. So people with autism can and are wonderful employees. They find a job they love and are good at. They can be wonderful at any of a number of things. What POWER does, our adult vocational program, is provide job coaches and support. So we come in and work with employers and say, what is it that you need? What are you looking for? And then we work with our participants and we get to know their skills and what they like to do, what they're good at, what they want to do. And we match those things together so that the employer is getting someone who wants to be there and wants to do the job. They're getting a job coach who's going to help support that person towards success. And they're getting somebody who really is going to do a great job on the job. So what we find with our employers is that often it does start with a wonderful impulse of altruism, wanting to do something great for someone else, and certainly we applaud that. But it often ends up with, hey, we got a great employee. And over time, what's wonderful to see is the fact that the participant has autism fades away. And the participant becomes not the participant, but just John or Steve, a member of the team, just like every other employee. And that's really what it's all about, integrating individuals with autism into our communities, into our workforces, because all of us will have fuller, richer experiences in life if we're all included.
Sure, and speaking of vocational training and being part of a community and families, all of the family, I imagine, is affected when one person in the family has autism. It can be an economic hardship as well.
Yeah, autism, unfortunately, is very costly for the families. From an economic perspective, from a time perspective, from an emotional perspective, there is a greater number, when you look at families of children and then adult children with autism spectrum disorder, what you'll find is a larger number of two-parent families where one parent has had to make the choice to stay home and thereby forego that second income that most American families do have. Then there is the cost of therapies, certainly not all of which are paid for by insurance. Positive steps have been made in that direction, but families often have to go out of pocket to pay for the therapies that they need for their children. So it can be a very, very daunting prospect when you have a child diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder.
There are some community resources, of course. Actually, last December, the Brandywine Center for Autism opened in Wilmington.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited to be working with the Brandywine Center. In fact, Marcus Henry, who started that effort, is on our board of directors, so we're really thrilled to be working with them. And there are therapists available throughout the state, including the Brandywine Center, to offer things like ABA therapy. The important thing is for families to look at what it is that their family needs and then reach out to look at what providers are available and who can work best with them to meet their needs.
And Teresa, finally, sometimes we fear what we don't know. So there's a bit of a stigma still attached to people with autism. What do you want to tell people who have a little bit of fear about interacting with people on the autism spectrum?
The important thing to remember about interacting with folks on the autism spectrum is that, frankly, they're human beings, just like you and just like me and just like everyone listening to the sound of our voices right now. There's nothing to be afraid of. Get to know them as people, and you'll see that there's really no need for a stigma attached to autism. People with autism are each unique, each individuals, and again, I really believe that our lives are fuller and richer, every one of us, when we take the chance to get to know each other and include everyone in our communities.
Our thanks to Autism Delaware's Executive Director, Teresa Avery, for joining us this week. The annual Walk for Autism will take place at Kapan-Lopen State Park in Lewis on April 18th and Fox Point State Park in Wilmington on April 25th. For more information on those events, you can visit dellautism.org. Next on The Green, the northern long-eared bat is officially becoming a threatened species. Science reporter Eli Chen talks to a DSU researcher who specializes in bats to learn why and what it means. This is Delaware Public Media.